Hello there, and welcome to the very first podcast of 2017. Welcome to 2017. Just a quick thank you to start off with to everybody who's filled out the questionnaire so far. So I sent out a questionnaire to the Leo listening community, the people who are on my email list, and I just asked them a few questions about what they've enjoyed so far on the podcast, what topics they'd like to hear. One of the topics that seemed quite popular was the idea of sort of giving listening tips in this podcast. So not just having it as practice for listening to fast conversational English, but also as a way to get some tips on how to improve your listening, your understanding of fast spoken English. So today's episode is more of a kind of, you know, there are tips, but it's really a kind of a mindset episode, because I want to share with you my theme or slogan for 2017. So for me, it's less is more, or do more with less. So what I mean by that is that sometimes we think that if we do more, it's going to be better. And what I've realized is that, in fact, to get my schedule under control, to stop finishing the week with tasks still on my to-do list that then go to the next week and the next week, in fact, what I need to do is less. What I need to do is focus on the things that are really, really important and just do those and not worry about the rest. And then I think more will get done, and the things that I choose to do, I will do better. I'm also doing the same thing in my life, if you like in my house. I came to France in 2007. I didn't have that many possessions at the time. And, you know, I had friends who moved away after a year or two, and they left me a lot of stuff, and I've kept it. And it's things that I don't use. And I've realised that even if they have the space for them, I don't want them. I want to have in my house only the things that I really, really want and need. So thinking about this in terms of English and learning English and listening, of course, I get the impression that it's all about more, more, more. So, you know, on social media, we all have a news feed, and, you know, people are giving a lot, you know, a word a day, 10 words a day, new content every day. But I think the idea of a social media news feed is really symbolic, because if you eat too much, you can't digest it and it makes you ill. So if you're constantly getting more, 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 you actually can't absorb it. You can't digest it. I think little and often for learning anything, and especially languages, and particularly listening, which is really hard on your brain, listening to somebody talk and it's not your native language and they're going fast. It's hard. So kudos to you for listening to this podcast. But that's why I do a 5-minute podcast, not a 50-minute podcast. It's also why underneath each podcast on the blog, I give you 3 dictations to focus on. And frankly, sometimes when I analyse these dictations, I realise I could spend a whole lesson on them. I could write a whole blog post about just one dictation, all the tiny little details that I notice about that would help you understand spoken English. Because understanding this type of English is about going deep and not broad, because to really understand, you have to get into the details, all the little details that you can't catch. And that becomes easier when you focus just on one accent, one voice, or one short section, rather than trying to listen to everything you can get your hands on. So if you're interested in this notion of less is more in listening, which is so important to me this year, then I'd like to invite you to a webinar that I'm doing next week on the topic. So if you're listening to this on SoundCloud or YouTube, what I suggest is you head on over to my blog at leolistening.com, and there you'll find the form where you can sign up. And then in the webinar, I'll be going into much more detail about the specific strategies you can put into place to do more with less in listening for 2017. Thanks very much for listening to this episode, and hopefully I'll see you at the webinar next week. Bye.